Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 5 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome internal and external barriers that prevent you from doing the work you were born to do. This week, I want to talk about a subject that I'm fascinated with. It's this idea of whether an artist should be a generalist or a specialist. Now, a generalist typically has multiple pursuits and passions. Specialists may start out as generalists, but eventually they choose a single pursuit that they go deeper on and that they gain mastery. I'm fascinated by this conversation because I would classify myself as a generalist. I've studied and practiced web design and development, photography, graphic design, filmmaking, teaching, podcasting, business, leadership, entrepreneurship, music, and writing, to the point where if I were to choose one path, if I were to specialize in one of those topics, I'd actually go a little bit bonkers because I love all of those topics. I love all of these interests. And to me, being a generalist is okay. In today's creative world, business owners and design agency leaders, in particular, often have a stated dislike for the generalist. I've heard a lot of advice that goes along these lines. Pick one pursuit and do it the best that you can, because that's the only way that you could stand out. But would they give that advice to someone like Leonardo da Vinci, the very definition of a Renaissance man? Painter, sculptor, inventor, musician, among many other things, as well as the inadvertent inspiration for the best worst movie ever, Hudson Hawk. If you've never seen Hudson Hawk, you're in for a horrible treat. Now, in doing some research on da Vinci, he was described as a polymath. Someone who knows a lot about many different things. I love that definition. It fills me with fire, and it drives me to want to keep learning about multiple subjects. Another great writer and thinker, Joseph Campbell, had something interesting to say about the whole idea of generalist versus specialist in his conversations about mythology with journalist Bill Moyers in the book The Power of Myth. He says, quote, specialization tends to limit the field of problems that the specialist is concerned with. Now, the person who isn't a specialist but a generalist like myself sees something over here that he has learned from one specialist, something over there that he has learned from another specialist, and neither of them has considered the problem of why this occurs here and also there. So the generalist, and that's a derogatory term, by the way, for academics, gets into a range of other problems that are more genuinely human, you might say, than specifically cultural, end quote. Campbell says two things of importance. First, a generalist is able to connect recurring thoughts and themes between multiple works of specialists that are often missed by the specialist because they are so focused on what they're studying. Being a generalist is not a bad thing. Both specialist and generalist are highly needed and highly valuable. A generalist can connect thoughts, connect trends across multiple mediums, across multiple idea streams. Generalists see what specialists don't. Now, the second thing Campbell says that's of interest to me is that generalist is a derogatory term in academic settings. Academia views the generalist much in the way that the creative world does. If you don't specialize, you're not going to get ahead in the creative world. Jack of all trades, master of none. How many times have you heard that? I've also heard creative generalists being described as unicorns, a mythological creature that doesn't exist. I've also heard, I only want specialists because you know what you're getting into. With a generalist, you don't know whether they're going to be good enough or not. If you hire a specialist, you're going to know how good someone is. But I think this idea of labeling someone a specialist or even a generalist is a trap of labeling people. Now, the prevailing wisdom says that you must specialize so that you can have a niche or a focus in order to stand out amongst all the competition in the world. But I like what Chris Brogan writes in The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth. What if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? What if you spend 20 years going so deep into a topic that is eventually replaced by robots? What if you spend 20 years learning a trade that is replaced by some new technology? What if you spend all this time training your brain to go deep that you forget what it means to be curious across many subjects? One of my favorite moments as a teacher was when I was trying to have a student choose a focus. They had many passions, they had many interests, and I wanted them to choose something so that they could go deeper in it. Even people like myself that value being a generalist can fall prey to this trap of specialization. I love his response. He said, "Chris, that's great and all, but I like having all these pursuits, and I'm going to go for them all." Yes, I have all of these pursuits and I'm going to go after them all. If you have multiple pursuits, don't be afraid to pursue them all. Don't choose. Don't specialize. Look for the thread that links them all together and go for that. Let that be your specialization. Let the specialization be being a generalist. Find the ways to use your generalist viewpoint so that you can bring just as much value to the table that a specialist does. Learn to talk about what being a generalist means to you. So what can you do today to embrace your generalist tendencies? First, be you. Embrace who you are. If you have multiple creative interests and pursuits and passions, don't allow yourself to be shamed into choosing one over the other. Don't be afraid. Don't listen to the advice that unless you choose, you won't get chosen. Go after all those pursuits. Go after all of those passions. Second, learn how to master your focus. Be intentional in the work that you're doing when you're doing it. I have a really bad habit of stacking books on my nightstand. I've heard stories of people that read one book at a time or read two or three books at a time. But for me, I think the largest I've gotten a stack of books was 39 books. And after a while, I just started stacking more and more books thinking that I was going to read them. And eventually it got to a point where none of them were being read at all. Recently, I decided that I was going to just clear my nightstand of the 39 books that weren't being read. And as I was clearing out this stack of books and putting them back on the shelf, I saw books that I actually wanted to read. This process of clearing the stack of books meant that in the span of a day, I finished four of those books that had been in that stack for months. And my life was so much richer because I read about the Wright brothers. I read and finished Chris Brogan's The Freak Shall Inherit the Earth. And I had a lot of interesting insights into the creative world that I wouldn't have had otherwise. Now, the third thing you can do today to embrace your generalist tendencies is to establish a schedule of learning and expression. If you just go wherever your thoughts take you each day, without a plan or without consistency, then I think you're living into that trap of being the generalist that doesn't have focus or value. For myself, I love teaching because it provides a schedule of learning and expression based upon a given topic or class. For example, this summer I'm teaching video production. And as I go deep into video production in order to be able to teach it, it inspires my passion for filmmaking. In the fall, I'm going to teach animation and web design, and that's going to inspire some new learning and new expression in the fall. In the winter, I'm going to go deeper in web design, but I'm also going to teach video production again, so it's going to inspire that journey to learn more about filmmaking. And so, for me, being a teacher allows me to maintain a schedule where I have the ability to go deeper for a small period of time, but not forsake my desire to be a generalist. The final thing that you can do today to embrace being a generalist is to be present and to always ask yourself, how will I show up for my audience, my customers, my clients, my patrons today? Ask yourself that question right now. How am I going to show up? How am I going to be present? Whether you're a generalist, whether you're a specialist, unless you show up and be present for the people that matter most, it doesn't matter whether you're a generalist or a specialist. Be present. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you to all of the feedback that I've been getting about this podcast. I am glad that it's been making a difference in people's lives. It's certainly making a difference in mine. A shout out to my friend Nathan, who's been listening to these podcasts as he works. As we end this episode, give me a shout out on social networks at CM Studios, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. And remember, it doesn't matter whether you're a generalist, whether you're a specialist. What matters is being present to the people that matter most. Now get out there and get to work.